In this bulletin, flooding in parts of New South Wales to continue into the weekend. An allegation of sexual assault levelled against a New South Wales government MP. And in the AFL, up to 75,000 people allowed at the MCG for tonight's match between Collingwood and Carlton. With the latest SBS News, I'm Philippa Carisbrook. Residents in one part of the New South Wales mid-north coast have been allowed to return home as emergency services warn some of the state's rivers will remain swollen into the weekend. The New South Wales State Emergency Service has issued an all-clear notice for the Kempsey CBD and nearby areas, indicating it's safe for residents to return to their properties. But other parts of the state remain areas of continued concern, with major flood warnings still in place in the McIntyre, Gwydir, Clarence and Hawkesbury, Nepean and Colo rivers. Two people have died in flooding on Australia's east coast. Queensland rescue crews found the body of missing man David Hornman yesterday after searching for the 38-year-old since Monday. It came just hours after the body of a Pakistani migrant was found in a submerged car in northwest Sydney. The 25-year-old was on the way to his first day of a new contracting job when he became trapped in floodwaters. New South Wales National MP Michael Johnson has identified himself as the politician being investigated by police over a rape allegation. Labour MP Trish Doyle yesterday used parliamentary privilege to claim a state MP, who she didn't name, raped a sex worker. A statement from Mr. Johnson says he's voluntarily spoken with New South Wales Police and will continue to fully cooperate with their inquiries. He says he's confident any investigation will find he's innocent. He's stepped aside from his parliamentary secretary role and taken leave. Attorney General Christian Porter and Defence Minister Linda Reynolds may lose their portfolios in the federal government's second cabinet reshuffle in 3 months. The ABC's reporting the potential reshuffle could be announced tomorrow. Opposition leader Anthony Albanese asked Prime Minister Scott Morrison during question time whether he would make Mr. Porter a part-time minister when he returns from leave or will drop him from the cabinet altogether. Mr. Morrison says he's weighing up his options with appropriate guidance.
I'm considering that advice with my department secretary, Mr. Speaker, in terms of the application against the ministerial guidelines. And when I've concluded that assessment, Mr. Speaker, I'll make a determination and I'll make an announcement at that time.
Partial results from Israel's election suggest Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's prospects for re-election are uncertain. Mr. Netanyahu may need to build an unlikely coalition with Jewish ultra-Orthodox, ultra-nationalist and Arab parties to secure another term after Israel's fourth national election in 2 years. But he's claimed a huge victory on social media. Several Australian and international musicians have paid tribute to industry icon Michael Gudinski at a state memorial service in Melbourne. More than 7,000 people filled Rod Laver Arena to remember the Mushroom Records co-founder, who died early this month, age 68. Kylie Minogue, Paul Kelly and Ed Sheeran were among the speakers and performers, expressing their admiration and love for the man known as the godfather of Australian music. Jimmy Barnes says he wouldn't be where he is without Gudinski.
Michael Gudinski was my mate. He was my brother. He was my partner in crime. We laughed. We fought. We cried together. We did everything together. I've been making music with Michael since 1983. It's nearly 40 years that we've been working together. I've known him for nearly 50. And before that, I looked up to him.
In the AFL, up to 75,000 people will be allowed at the Melbourne Cricket Ground for tonight's match between arch-rivals Carlton and Collingwood. Crowd limits at venues in Victoria have been lifted from 50% to 75% as part of the state government's easing of coronavirus restrictions. If the ground reaches its new capacity, it would comfortably top the biggest sports crowd in Australia since the pandemic began. And now, today's weather. Perth, sunny 26. Adelaide, partly cloudy 21. Melbourne, a shower or two 20. Hobart morning rain 20, Canberra partly cloudy 22, Wollongong mostly sunny 26, Sydney similar conditions 28, Newcastle also mostly sunny 28, Brisbane sunny 31, Cairns shower with a possible storm 32, Darwin shower or two with a storm likely 31. I'm Philippa Carisbrook. This is SBS News.